Welcome to Let's Talk Micro.
Hello, my dear audience. Welcome to another episode of Let's Talk Micro. As always, I hope you had a great week. As usual, you can find Let's Talk Micro on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Goodpods, wherever you listen to podcasts, you can find Let's Talk Micro. As far as social media, I am on Instagram, TikTok, Blue Sky Social, and YouTube as Let's Talk Micro, on X as Let's Talk Micro 1, on LinkedIn as Luis Plaza, and I have an email address which is letstalkmicro@outlook.com. So either via social media or via email, you can provide any feedback, any topic suggestions. They are always welcome and appreciated. So please go ahead and subscribe to the podcast, download episodes, and if the app allows you to do so, please go ahead and leave a review. Thank you so much for the support. As you know, the Let's Talk Micro podcast does not have any sponsors, so if you want to support the podcast in any way, you can do so via a Venmo link or via Buy Me a Coffee, KOFI, both links available on the show notes. And if you are looking to learn more about antibiotics, please check out www.learnantibiotics.com and the Learn Antibiotics book available on Amazon. These resources include cheat sheets, practice tests, games, and more, and they are being used by thousands of people worldwide and may be helpful for you or your colleagues. Great resources from Dr. Timothy Gauthier, a very passionate pharmacist. If you haven't checked out the previous episode, please go ahead and do so. It was the second episode of a series that we started. And as of right now, the series is titled The Path to Microbiology, Their Journey. And in this series, people from the field, from microbiology, from the lab, they come to the podcast and they discuss their careers. You know, they provide advice. They talk about challenges. Overall, these are great conversations. And the first episode was with Christina Angelini, an educator, and Nicholas Moore, a lab director. And the second episode, I was joined by Kelly Maddock and Jessica D'Angelo. And you know Kelly from previous episodes, like the Pastorella episode and the veterinary medicine episode. And this was Jessica's first time, and she's a microbiology supervisor. So we chatted about their careers, and as you know, Kelly started as an MLS, and she recently got her doctorate in public health, and she's a section head in microbiology. So this was a great episode, so check it out if you haven't already. Okay, so let me tell you a little bit about today's episode, and this was something that I caught my eye when I was at a conference in Pittsburgh, and it was about some microbiology lab kits. And these kits, they are meant for distance learning, and as you know, especially after the pandemic, you know, distance learning has been so important. And this company is called the Carolina Biological Supplies, and they have a section which is the Carolina Distance Learning. And in this episode, I have a chance to chat with a specialist from this company, and we talk about the kits, and I ask what's in the kits, and I really like it. You know, it's very organized, and they come with instructions, with PPE, you know, instructions for the use and disposal. And I put the link in the show notes. And the kits have materials that are very important for students to practice, you know, their skills in microbiology. They contain media, organisms, antibiotics. So if you're an educator, I invite you to check out this website, and maybe this might be an option for you. Or maybe as you're listening to this episode, you're already familiar with the kits. And if you're a student, maybe mention this. But it was a great conversation. And they are not sponsoring this podcast in any way, but I just thought that this kits make a great tool for learning. So as I said, the website is in the show notes, and I invite you to check it out, and maybe this might be something for your institution. So all in all, a great episode. So let's go ahead and listen to it. Well, listeners, you know, as I mentioned last year, I went to this undergraduate conference in Pittsburgh, and, you know, I presented a poster, and during, you know, as always with this type of conferences, you go in and you meet with different companies, and you see exhibitions and things like that. And one of them was this interesting, like, microbiology kits. And then I went and attended one of the talks that they gave, and, you know, I found it like a good topic for an episode. So I reach out, and here we are. So with me today, I have a guest from the Carolina Biological Supplies Company, and she'll talk more about what she does, and we'll talk about more about the kits. But with me, I have Brittany Jackson. Brittany, welcome to Let's Talk Micro.
Thank you. It's so good to be here. I work as a distance learning specialist, like you said, with Carolina Biological Supply. We actually are the distance learning department, so we are a newer subset of Carolina Biological. The company's actually been around for almost 100 years, but the distance learning department is more fairly new. And so I work as a distance learning specialist. I've been with them since March of last year. And so I work as a subject matter expert, mostly in the areas of biology, chemistry, and especially microbiology.
Pleasure having you here. And, you know, thank you for accepting the invitation. And of course, you know, for the listeners, I'll put a link on the show notes about, you know, from the website so they can go in and on their own time look at it in more detail and learn more. But maybe you can do like a little summary about some of the products that you make and the population they're intended for, either like high school or college.
Yeah. So, and I'll also kind of explain my role too, because I know distance learning specialists is kind of vague. So what I do is I help our sales team prepare content to suit customer needs. So what I do is I help prepare course pairings for design kits that we have based on their specific curriculum. So instructors can send us their syllabi and their learning objectives or certain requests they have to develop new labs or products in the higher education market. We also look at the market often and look at what demands are out there to develop new labs. We're always writing new content. We also work with outside SMEs in different areas to work to develop new lines for curriculum. We don't just do microbiology, right? So we are currently developing new genetics, forensics, botany lines. My background, too, is I've taught science at the middle school, high school, and the college level. I have a master's in biology and chemistry, currently working on my PhD in curriculum and instruction. But my interest in micro came at the undergraduate level, and I've taught it at the community college level. And so a lot of students, especially at the community college level, I know are going into the allied health and the nursing and the MLT. And so what we're trying to do with our lines is make sure that those students are getting the skills that they need going into those areas through our labs. Even though they're doing them at home, they still need to get those skills. And so we don't short them in that area by any means. So the products that we make with these ready-to-ship learning kits or a custom kit, they include investigations students can complete independently at home. And so students are getting quality products designed around instructor-inspired and course-based learning objectives. So they're safe, affordable, and they can be shipped directly to the students. They include everything the student needs to actually complete the lab. So they'll get their PPE. Directions for the lab, all the equipment, all the materials, and we even tell them how to dispose of the materials, even the microbes. We have labs for pretty much every discipline, and then we have digital products and a platform to support our labs with the hands-on part too as well. We're partnered with other companies like OpenStax, OER, FET, so we have a variety of digital to support the hands-on as well. So we give our students a really robust learning experience. Also, I will say too, I know you asked about the population they're intended for. So they are for high school or college level. We do have kits for both that we can serve students for.
Well, thank you for that great explanation. And you know, it is, to me, it is fascinating, and I know that like distance learning has been around for a while, even before, you know, I completed my bachelor's degree like about 12 years ago. And even before then, you know, there were online classes and things like that. But I guess I never really gave it much thought about it. I mean, I did like the traditional institution-based learning, and then I started teaching, and then COVID, right? COVID really enhanced all this distance learning where... So I'm learning about all these things and thinking about doing microbiology at home. You know, I found it like so fascinating. So that's why, you know, caught my eye. And I'm going to ask you, you make a wide variety of products, and not only microbiology, but those are the ones that caught my interest as a microbiologist. So what can you tell us about those kits, you know, and for the audience, right, even though the listeners are mostly clinical microbiology oriented, right? They work in hospitals for the most part and things like that. You know, there's other areas of micro, like environmental and other areas. So which areas of microbiology do you have kits for?
Yes. And so being an instructor who has taught at the college level, I've taught both micro in person and online. I'm really coming from a perspective of I've seen it both ways. And I can honestly say I use these kits as an instructor who taught online, and my students had an amazing experience with them and honestly enjoyed learning from these kits. But we offer a variety of micro kits. So again, they can choose the ready to ship micro. So when I say ready to ship, these are kits that are pre-designed. So we've looked at syllabi from all over the country. We've looked at all these micro course objectives that instructors tend to use, and we put labs that fit those into a pre-designed kit that we always have ready on the shelf. So when instructors come to us and say, hey, I need a kit and I need it now, we have one ready. But we can also do the design your own as well. So we have labs for micro that include things like selective and differential media, biochemical tests, estimating microbial population size, Kirby-Bauer method, isolation streak plate, aseptic technique and use of media. So all the traditional micro labs that you would typically see in a classroom, we have labs for those in the kit. And a lot of times in these labs, we're using the same type of media that you would use in the lab, the same type of equipment. Maybe we downsize it a little bit, right, to make it easier to ship, but we're still using the same items. The ones that we do have available, we do have a website, our Carolina Distance Learning website. You can actually go on there and you can see the labs that we have. You can even play around and design your own kit and kind of see the different options. You can see our ready-to-ship kits that we have. But we always recommend scheduling an appointment with one of our account managers because they can sort of help you design a kit that gets you to the best price point. So that's something we always do suggest that. So instructors and professors, typically the way it works is they'll schedule a call with one of our account managers, and a distance learning specialist like myself will always be on the call to make sure that the learning objectives are being met. And then we'll work with them to determine the best kit. We'll also discuss things like logistics and ordering options. Do they want vouchers? Do they need bulk shipping storage? And instructors will choose the best kit for them. We try to make it as seamless as possible to support the instructor from day one all the way through because we know instructors already face so many challenges in their courses. And so we try to make this part as easy as possible for them. Also, we just try to pride ourselves on being making science the most fun part of the day for them and just all around being a good support team.
Excellent. And so, okay, that's very interesting and good to know that not only, so you have some that are ready to go, and then you also have, of course, you know, recommend to sit, you know, schedule a call with someone and talk about your needs and, but they can customize, you know, kits based on the need that you have. So that is great. So of course, you know, the microbiologist in me and, you know, we think about when it comes to microbiology, and you mentioned, you know, media and things like that. So, right, working in a lab, you think about incubators and growing the organism. So when it comes to these kits, you know, and like at home, so what are you doing? So you're setting, you're planning media. I'm curious about, and you touched on the media, but like what type of organisms, you know, some examples that, you know, the kits include, and for the incubation, you know, just let us in at room temperature. What can you tell us about the microbiology setup at home?
Yeah, so as far as like a medical microbiology kit, so an instructor could definitely design their own version of this. We do have like a micro for nursing ready to ship kit that we have coming out soon. And so this would include things like hand washing techniques, Kirby-Bauer, other techniques similar to that. As far as the setup process, they would follow that same protocol. When students receive that kit, it would tell them exactly which materials they would need to refrigerate or how to store those materials. Some items would need to be put in the refrigerator. certain media. We would also provide detailed instructions for the shelf life of the media and microbes. We don't leave anything up to students to figure out. We can even help instructors with propagation of microbes and scheduling throughout the pacing of their course. So if you have an 8-week or 12-week or 16-week course, we can kind of help you figure out the pacing of that. For specific media, depending on the labs in your kit, you'll be given a certain media set depending on the labs that you're doing so that you'll have the correct media for that. We use triptych soy media in our labs because we found it better for growing the microbes that we have. We used to use the nutrient agar and we switched to the triptych soy. And all kits that we send out get a triptych soy set, including agar plates, broths, and slants, and enough for the labs and then additional propagation of the media. So students will have more than enough. And then for organisms, we really pride ourselves on the ability to give our students a real microbiology experience at home. So unlike our competitors, we don't have students using microbes they can grow from buying them at a grocery store. These are actual lab-grade microbes that we're using. So for example, students can get microbes in their kit like E. coli and Staphylococcus epidermidis and Micrococcus luteus. And we send them in lyophilized form that students are then able to reactivate. And we provide them the instructions on how to do that. We give them video support on how to do that because a lot of these students may have never been in a lab. And so we give a lot of video support for our microbiology labs, especially with things like aseptic technique. And so we show them things like how to disinfect and clean surfaces pre and post use of the microbes. Students are able to use bleach solutions and then soak contaminated materials for 24 hours. They can bag the contaminated materials and dispose of them in the household trash. We provide a liquid paraffin candle, disposable inoculating loops so students can practice proper sterilization and aseptic technique. And then they use forceps. They can flame the mouth of the tubes as they use them as well. For incubation techniques, we do not provide an incubator for students at home. However, we have found that this does not hinder the progression of our labs. Our DLSs, like myself, continually test these labs, and we grow the microbes at our homes. And each lab provides guidelines on the time needed for growth and that suboptimal temperature conditions for microbes should be considered in these time estimations. So instructors would need to be aware of that when the microbes are growing so that students are using these and that they're aware that growing, that the students are growing them mostly at room temperature. So they may grow a little bit slower than what they would in a lab that had an incubator with a higher temperature. But we've already accounted for that in the labs and paced them out with the days and the time for the instructor to see so that they're aware. The microbes we have selected for our labs were selected with this in mind as well. And then we also, we have, like I said, a Kirby Bauer lab. And so for our Kirby Bauer antibiotic lab, it has things in it like bacitracin, tetracycline. We have control disc in it as well that students can use for testing. And so those are some other things we include with that lab.
Yeah, well, you know, it sounds great. And yeah, but, you know, something that maybe depending on the listener and maybe if this is the first time if you're taking a microbiology class, but those of you that work in the lab, you know, these organisms and a lot of them, your main organisms that you encounter and those that you can use to teach, they do grow at room temperature. And you know, right, of course, we simulate the conditions that our body has. And, you know, at 18, 24 hours in an incubator, you know, you get this nice optimal growth. But if you ever have, for some reason, inoculated a plate and you forget it to put it in the incubator and you leave it outside, you come back the next day and there's growth. And like you said, it's at a slower pace. So because it's not going to be as fast as providing that optimal temperature, but they do grow. So I like that you mentioned that and you're taking that into account with the progression of your labs. Okay, so years ago in this podcast, I did an episode, and it was right after the pandemic. And when I was looking at some topics as people designing, you know, teaching labs on for distance base, and one of the talks was about Gramstein. So do you have a Gramstein kit?
We do. We have a Gramstein lab that we can include in kits. And students are supplied with the materials they need to complete the entire Gramstein procedure. So they will receive their crystal violet, Gram's iodine, safranin, etc. They also do get a real microscope with this lab that they can use to view their slide after they have prepared it.
Okay, that is good. It's definitely, you know, as you mentioned earlier, sometimes you get students that haven't been in a lab before, and that was definitely accentuated with the pandemic. That, you know, like I teach microbiology for medical lab science students, and some of them, when I got around that time, their previous micro class was actually online, so they had never been in a lab, so they were kind of getting those concepts about working the microscope and focusing your objectives. You know, those were challenges that maybe we don't think about, because normally, okay, we take our first micro class, we do that, and then we progress and we have all the materials and we're doing them at the institution. But that's something real. So, and I think, yes, you know, you can look at pictures all day and it helps you recognize stuff, but that, you know, that hand memory and working with the microscope and doing the process yourself, it definitely is a very essential tool for microbiology. So I'm glad that you provide those as well. So if you have, and you know, the next question I have is something that, you know, you mentioned things like high school and then colleges and universities and institutions. But let's say, you know, if someone wanted to do you're a microbiologist and you're like, okay, I want to bond with my child, let's say, and let's do, because, you know, you provide all the instructions, all the PPE, all proper disposal. So you have all these guidelines, you know, incorporated into them. So if an individual wanted to purchase a kit, is that possible or does it have to be affiliated with an institution?
Yes, we only serve qualified instructors or instructional designers from institutions. So we don't just serve individuals. And that, again, is going back to safety and things like that. We want to make sure that our kits are protected and that we protect individuals as well.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. And I kind of ask it more sort of curiosity. And at the same time, if anyone in the audience was wondering, because, you know, sometimes people like to do like science projects and get into that. And
that's just through the distance learning. Carolina Biological as a whole, they have a separate website. And there may be items on there that can be purchased through a different means by individuals. But just the distance learning website, we only serve through that means.
Excellent. And for the listeners, you will have the link to the website on the show notes so you can access it and take a look in more detail. Is there anything else that you want to add about these kits or about anything else at all?
That is all, but I know I can speak for our whole distance learning team when I say thank you for allowing us to speak about the kits and for your time today. It is so much appreciated.
Thank you. No, definitely my pleasure. And you know, I am always, as you know, as part of this podcast that I do, and I like to go to conferences and I like to meet people, and I'm always looking for things. And this definitely caught my eye because, you know, it provides that possibility that sometimes going to an institution, like attending in person, can be challenging. And providing this with the tools that you need to progress in your education, it's a great alternative. So thank you for taking the time and accepting my invitation to be here in Let's Talk Micro.
Thank you.
My pleasure. And that, my dear audience, is the end of this episode. I hope you enjoy learning about these kits made by the Carolina Biological Supplies Company. Maybe they might be a good fit for you. Just check it out. I think they have some great material for students to practice and learn the skills needed in microbiology. And since distance education is so important nowadays, it has definitely increased, right? So maybe check them out and see. So thank you for the support. I'm always so grateful. And please continue bringing that passion to what you do. It's so important. You do such great work. So, as always, stay motivated, stay safe, and of course, continue talking micro. Until the next time. Bye.